Imagine being able to peer inside the mind of an artificial intelligence system, seeing exactly how it reaches decisions. Sounds like science fiction, right? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Anthropic's ambitious goal to decode the AI black box within 2 years. Let's dive in. Dario Amodei, the chief executive officer of Anthropic, has recently laid out a bold plan aimed at making AI systems more transparent by the year 2027. In his essay, aptly titled "The Urgency of Interpretability," Amodei stresses the critical need to understand the inner workings of AI models. He argues that deploying highly autonomous systems without comprehending their decision-making processes is basically unacceptable for humanity. Anthropic is leading the charge in a fascinating field known as mechanistic interpretability. This area focuses on unraveling the decision-making pathways of AI models, which, despite significant progress, still require much more research to fully decode these intricate systems. Amodei paints a future where we could conduct what he calls brain scans or MRIs of advanced AI models, potentially identifying issues such as tendencies to deceive or seek power. While Amodei acknowledges that achieving this level of interpretability might take 5 to 10 years, he believes it is crucial for the safe deployment of future AI systems. He's calling on industry leaders like OpenAI and Google DeepMind to intensify their research efforts in this area. Additionally, Amodei urges governments to implement light-touch regulations aimed at enhancing transparency and safety in AI development. Anthropic is the latest AI company to shine a light on how bad actors are abusing its large language models, specifically their Claude models, and bypassing protections to further their malicious operations. In a recent report, Anthropic detailed several concerning scenarios where hackers have exploited Claude for nefarious purposes. From running an influence-as-a-service operation to exposing credentials from internet-connected security cameras and even recruitment scams in Europe, the misuse is diverse and alarming. Imagine you've built a tool that can do incredible things, like understanding and generating human-like text. Now, picture that tool being used to orchestrate social media campaigns that spread political narratives, almost like a puppet master pulling strings across thousands of accounts. That's exactly what's happening with Claude, as threat actors use it to automate operations that reach tens of thousands of social media accounts across multiple countries and languages. Why does this matter? Well, Anthropic's report highlights a growing threat landscape where AI models are being leveraged by malicious actors in increasingly sophisticated ways. These examples are not just isolated incidents. They're part of broader patterns observed across Anthropic's monitoring systems. By putting these instances into the public sphere, Anthropic aims to give the industry a better understanding of how their models, and others like them, are being exploited, emphasizing the urgent need for stronger protections. The report also dives into other abuses, like credential stuffing. A hacker used Anthropic's technology to scrape leaked passwords and usernames linked to security cameras, potentially compromising IoT devices. Although Anthropic banned the account before any major damage was done, it highlights a real risk of unauthorized access and network penetration. Then there's the recruitment fraud, which shows how threat actors are using AI for real-time language sanitization to make their scams more convincing. Imagine scammers submitting poorly written text and using Claude to polish it up, making it look like it was written by someone fluent in English. This kind of language laundering is another way bad actors are exploiting AI models to enhance their deceptive tactics. Interestingly, the report also mentions a novice actor using Claude to improve their skills and develop malicious tools. This cybercriminal, who started with basic capabilities, learned to create more advanced tools like doxing and remote access tools, thanks to the AI's guidance. It's a sobering reminder of how accessible AI technology can empower even less experienced individuals to become more dangerous. Arctic Wolf, a leader in security operations, is teaming up with Anthropic to push the boundaries of research and development in next-generation autonomous security operations centers, or SOCs. This partnership marks a significant step towards enhancing the capabilities of AI in cybersecurity. Picture this: a security team that operates almost independently, identifying threats, analyzing patterns, and deploying countermeasures all on its own. That's the vision behind this collaboration between Arctic Wolf and Anthropic. They're working to make SOCs more autonomous, reducing the need for human intervention in routine threat management and allowing security professionals to focus on more complex challenges. Why does this matter? With the increasing sophistication of cyber threats, traditional security operations are struggling to keep up. By advancing AI-driven autonomous SOCs, Arctic Wolf and Anthropic aim to create a more resilient defense system that can adapt and respond faster than ever before. In a recent statement, Arctic Wolf's chief technology officer highlighted the potential of this collaboration, saying, "By integrating Anthropic's advanced AI models with our security expertise, we're poised to revolutionize the way security operations are conducted." This partnership could redefine the landscape of cybersecurity, making SOCs not just reactive, but proactive and predictive. Here's a statistic that puts things in perspective. Cybercrime is projected to cost the world $10.5 trillion annually by 2025. That's more than the combined GDP of some of the world's largest economies. With stakes this high, the need for innovative solutions like autonomous SOCs has never been more urgent. Here's a twist in the world of AI development tools that's got the tech community buzzing. Anthropic recently sent a takedown notice to a developer who tried to reverse engineer its Claude Code tool. Now, you might be wondering why this matters. Well, it's all about the battle for developer loyalty between Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex CLI, two powerful coding tools. Let's break it down a bit. Both Claude Code and Codex CLI are designed to help developers by using AI models to automate coding tasks. But here's the catch. Codex CLI, released by OpenAI, is under an Apache 2.0 license, which means developers have the freedom to modify, distribute, and even use it commercially. On the other hand, Claude Code is under a more restrictive commercial license from Anthropic, which limits how it can be modified. So, when a developer managed to deobfuscate Claude Code's source code and shared it on GitHub, Anthropic quickly stepped in with a DMCA complaint to get it taken down. This move didn't sit well with many in the developer community, especially since OpenAI has been more open to integrating developer suggestions into Codex CLI's codebase. Now, you might think this is just a typical copyright issue, but it highlights a bigger picture. It reflects on how companies are choosing to engage with the developer community. OpenAI, despite its recent shift towards more proprietary products, seems to have scored a public relations win here by being more open to developer collaboration. Meanwhile, Anthropic's approach, at least for now, seems a bit more guarded. It's worth noting, though, that Claude Code is still in its beta phase and might be released under a more permissive license in the future. Companies often obfuscate their code for security reasons, among others. But as it stands, this incident has certainly stirred up conversations about transparency and collaboration in the AI industry. That's it for today's Anthropic AI Daily Brief. We've seen how the challenge of balancing openness and security is playing out in the AI development tools space. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.